dear God, is Mother Nature your wife? I don't mean to get too personal here, but every time Mother Nature throws a tantrum, we call it an act of you. I don't see any mention of you being married here. I know the Bible says Jesus has a bride, but you? Nothing. I guess she could just be your assistant, but you seem to let her do a lot of talking for you. Earthquakes, famines, floods, tidal waves, hurricanes, and tornadoes. Or is that just her getting upset with you because you're married? I get that. My wife displays a lot of the same behavior. I used to think anger was the opposite of love, but I'm thinking it's actually part of the equation. Your buddy, Apostle Paul, says it's better to marry than to burn. I know he was talking about lust, but I traded one burning for another. Now I'm just being burned. At the stake, I like the other burning better. All I know is the gloves have come off now and I'm in a relationship. And you seem to endorse the whole relationship thing for better or worse. I know Mother Nature often says a lot of great things about you too. Those sunsets and that night sky where the moon seems bigger than life seem to bring out the best in her. It's a romantic thought anyway. She seems really passionate about you. You bring out a full moon and her tides rise. I'd sure like my wife to see me the way Mother Nature sees you. But lately, it's just the tidal wave and the famine. How do you do that little trick with the full moon again? Thanks for letting me share. Amen. This has been another prayer you won't hear at church. And by the way, you can also get the book now on Kindle. You'll find it under Prayers You Won't Hear at Church by Brian Duncan. Be sure to spell Brian with a Y. And you're listening to Nutshell Sermons in the audio version of Prayers You Won't Hear at Church. And hey, thanks for listening and supporting what you believe in.